Burke was silent during the proceeding and refused to answer reporters' questions afterward when he was released on signature bond. His attorney, Robert Friedberg, tried to delay the case against the Milwaukee Democrat, citing a turn-of-the-century case involving immunity from prosecution while the legislature's in session. The 18 felony charges against Senator Burke are connected to his brief run for state attorney general. Burke's defense attorney says the number of charges are overkill.
This is not a violation in the way that everybody's talking about of the public trust. There's no pay to play here. Nobody's charged that. Nobody's alleged it. And I think under these circumstances, the charges are excessive.
Allegations against Senator Burke range from seeking campaign donations from lobbyists during state budget meetings to doctoring records to hide illegal campaign activity. Burke is also accused of lying on state expense vouchers. Burke's chief of staff has pleaded innocent to misdemeanor charges. Another former worker faces fines. Burke's defense attorney has maintained his client's innocence and thinks the district attorney has a conflict of interest. But Friedberg says it's up to Brian Blanchard to decide whether he should recuse himself from the case. As a candidate, the Dane County DA received limited help from the now-defunct legislative caucuses. As a result, Milwaukee's district attorney is helping investigate politicians and legislative staff. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.